Here's a hint for today's geo quiz: onions. We're searching for an island that used to be a major exporter of onions. Outside competition put an end to the island's lucrative trade, but the name stuck. Today, anyone born on this Atlantic archipelago is known as an onion. Resident onions enjoy pink sand beaches, clear blue water, and moderate temperatures year-round. All that helps to make this British territory a popular vacation spot. This is a small island, only 21 miles long and 2 miles across at its widest. Yet it has one of the world's highest concentrations of historic forts and historic weaponry.
A couple weeks ago, we found a gun of 1867, one of the great revolutionary breech-loading guns that started the modern arms race. That was in someone's front yard.
We'll hear why this peaceful island was so heavily fortified when we come back with the answer. I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. We were looking for a British territory in the Atlantic for today's geo quiz. It's a small island, but it has one of the world's highest concentrations of historic forts. The answer is Bermuda.
Within 20 square miles, we have this amazing concentration of military history that you won't get in most other places within such a small geographical space.
That's Edward Harris. He's executive director of the National Museum of Bermuda and an expert on the island's fortifications. We meet in Harris's office in what's known as the Keep. The Keep is the largest fort on Bermuda. It covers 10 acres. Approximately 90 forts were built on Bermuda between 1612 and 1957. About 24 are still standing today. Harris tells me the first forts were built to defend British Bermuda from the French and Spanish. The island's strategic focus shifted, though, in the late 1700s.
With the American Revolution, of course, we lost all of our wonderful seaports of Boston, New York, and the Chesapeake. That is to say, we British lost all those seaports. And the British military realized that Bermuda was wonderfully situated halfway between Halifax, British Canada, and the British West Indies, and it'd be a superb place to establish a naval base from which the new United States Navy could be kept in check.
According to Harris, British troops stationed on Bermuda have only fired their guns on two occasions. The first was in March of 1614.
When a Spanish ship attempted to enter the harbor and was fired upon and turned around and left and went back to Spain and reported the island was heavily fortified. Well, as it happened, in the fort that they fired the shot from, they only actually had three cannonballs and one keg of powder. In the excitement of loading the cannon to fire at the Spanish, they dropped the powder keg right underneath the barrel. So with a bit of luck, the whole lot could have gone up in smoke and we'd be speaking Spanish today.
The other hostile action on an otherwise peaceful Bermuda occurred during the Second World War. A Colombian ship failed to stop at a designated offshore checkpoint and British troops fired on it. Harris says it's fortunate those shots missed because Colombia was a neutral country during the war. It's only been recently that Bermuda's put money into restoring its historic forts. Harris says the forts are also being rearmed. He assures me that the United States has nothing to worry about, though he says some on Bermuda think it wouldn't be such a bad idea to point their guns at their powerful neighbor.
Some people would think it'd be a good thing to declare war on the United States because then we'd obviously lose. And then we could all become Americans.
Meantime, Bermuda remains a popular destination for vacationing Americans. And Edward Harris says that by investing in Bermuda's historic forts, the island's tourism industry will have one more option to offer discerning visitors.